Welcome to Matters of the Heart podcast with Rashonda, Thursday's Tip Edition. Thursday's tips are all about getting our lives completely together. However, I don't just tell you how to do it. I offer a couple of tips on things you can do to become successful, all while checking our hearts in the process. Trust me, there is a lot more than you might imagine. Each episode is geared towards making us feel empowered, starting from the inside out. So, let's get started with today's episode as we discover new ways to make the most out of life. Hello, everyone. This is Matters of the Heart podcast. Here we talk about inspiration, motivation, wellness, and mind peacefulness. We share experiences, advice, and knowledge to help you improve your life and learn more. The content, of course, is always 100% for you, and your host on this beautiful journey is me, Rashonda. Hey, welcome back to another Thursday Tip episode. I'm so glad you're here. Listen, now that December is in full bloom, have you watched any good Christmas movies? Do you have any favorites? I know mine is Elf. I have to watch that at least once every single year. Will Ferrell is so hilarious and so funny. It's like one of my favorites. I also love Jingle Jangle. Did you guys see that last year? That's by David E. Talbert. And it is a musical and it did appear on Netflix, but it was like one of the best movies ever. But I love musicals and things anyway, so you know, bring it on. I also saw another one on Netflix just this past week, and it was called A Boy Named Christmas, which tells how Christmas came to be, and honestly it was really good. But like I said, I love magical musical whatever. So that's just my thing. And speaking of movies, today we're going to talk about gathering with our families, which can be a full-blown movie premiere all by itself, full of comedy, drama, and thrillers. And depending, you know, while most people chilled at home for Thanksgiving, many will travel during the holidays to be with loved ones. So today we're talking about Holiday Family Survival 101. As we're counting the days before Christmas and weeks before we enter a brand new year, it still feels funny to say that. While some people plan to chill at their homes, quite a few, again, will be hitting the road to the parents' or in-laws' house. And depending on your relationship with either, it could be a dreaded day of pretending to like the current situation, while still in your mind, you're on some deserted island with a virgin margarita, a TV, and your feet up. Or maybe that's just my wish. I have been in your shoes, trust me, and I know that wherever your mind is taking you is far, far, far away from where you want to be. Why don't you want to be there? Okay, how about the classic shenanigans and those nosy family members who ask you the same old questions every single year, such as, so when are you going to get married? Or when are you going to settle down? Or how about this one? So what happened to your last relationship? And when are you going to get a real job? Why did you quit the last one? Do you get some of those questions? Or this one. This is my favorite. You know you're getting older, right? So when are you going to give me a grandbaby? And the list of questions goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. Okay, you get my drift. So while I can't provide you a magic wand to make you disappear when that annoying family member comes to you with another sob story, they need money, knowing good and well you're not ever going to see that payback or that money, okay? Or the vexing questions and comments about your personal life and space, I provided a couple of tips that hopefully will help you sail through the day until you get back to your normal life. Starting with a first and important one, which is to get those positive vibes cooking before you head out. You know, the environments we encounter can really be changed if we change our outlook on the environment. When you have what I call stinking thinking, it causes everything around you to stink. Soon, everything everyone does begins to get on your nerves. Suddenly, instead of looking at the situation positively, the only thing we allow ourselves to see is the negativity of everything. While the situation may not be the best, we can only control our actions within it. Our efforts are the only ones we can control. At the end of the day, our mind takes everything in, positive or negative. It builds its own fort based on the negativity or positivity that we provided. If you feed in more positivity, of course, it will produce a lovely environment and you will begin to see things differently. Now, don't get me wrong, because I know that was just elementary 101, but it's actually really true. So, I want you to think of other unfavorable or hostile situations that can be turned into positive ones. Maybe right now, you know, you don't want to think of anything because it's so easy to think of what others did as opposed to what we did or should do or how we can make a difference. You know, I used to be a person that couldn't take criticism at all. I always complained or became defensive when someone would criticize me on my work or my projects I've done. And it took me a good minute to realize that not all criticism is bad. I learned to eat the fish and spit out the bones. I took in the things that built me up and spit out everything else that didn't. All because I began to change my outlook on what was being said and not taking everything in as a negative. You know, I chose to look at it in a different view, you know, which is the reason why I said eat the fish and spit out the bones. You know, take in what's good, spit out what's not. If you change your outlook, you just may see things differently than what you've seen before. So, what's next after this advice? I will continue by saying, don't be rude. Yes, I know you're thinking that's easier said than done, and it is. And while I truly understand, you have to realize that people, family or not, will be people. And you have to take them with a grain of salt. It's nothing wrong with speaking and holding a light conversation if you have busybodies for family members as well. You know, we all do. But if a conversation turns south and makes you feel uncomfortable, just let them know, hey, you know what? I'd rather not talk about that right now. But what I do want to talk about is Aunt Ruby's sweet potato pie. Didn't she put her foot in that pie? Or say, you know what? There isn't anything meaningful to say about this at the moment. Once something interesting happens, though, I will talk to you about it. This also works nicely for avoiding career questions. You can also avoid the conversation or change the topic with humor. I can't tell you the many conversations I avoided with some laughter. This way, you've dodged them getting into your business and turned the conversation onto something else without being rude or offending. Hey, they may be family, but your life is your life. No one needs access to that unless you give them a ticket, some 3D shades, some popcorn to sit in the front row of it. Also, as a bonus tip, try to discuss things that interest you to gain control over, you know, the discussion, over the situation, because that helps too. Hey, have you ever thought about going to one of those spoken word nights? And then, you know, there are some times where I've said some things and people are like, you just came straight out of left field with that. Of course I did, because I'm trying to avoid a conversation that I don't want to talk about. Okay, so, and this gets me into my third tip, which is to be a team player. Ever heard the saying, there's no I in team? Well, that statement is very true. If your family is anything like mine, usually, and it hasn't always been, still, it's the time of year when people put old feelings to the back burner for the day and everyone pretends to get along so well. Whether it's just a show or not, join in on the conversation, the games, the laughs, or whatever is going on. Don't just sit on the couch with your mouth poked out, looking at people as if to say, Girl, if you come over here, if you say one thing to me, I am going to go off. Okay? We have been there. God knows I've been there. But I've been in situations where I might not have been in the best mood to start. Like when I came into the situation, it was not a good mood. I had a funky attitude. But once I got involved in whatever activity was going on, those negative and moody feelings suddenly melted away. Sometimes you have to put your feelings on the back burner. It's not always about you. Also, by getting involved, you will trigger your appetite for fun. The overall goal is to enjoy your family because we never know who will or won't be with us the following year. Listen, life is short. Enjoy the small moments, even if they are only for a second. And my last point is probably easier said than done, and you might have gotten the gist before now, but I want to reiterate it, whether with family, friends, or the workplace, to shift your focus. It's so easy to recognize the faults in people. We can pick those characteristics out like popcorn. Still, when it comes to seeing a positive attribute, we struggle because we only want to see the worst in our minds. My family is dysfunctional. They all have issues. And I've had times in which I've said, they're crazy. I ain't got time for that. And I have distanced myself from them. And while that little grudge lasted a while, if they were to call me now, and they have, I would talk to them as if nothing happened. Listen, everyone has a little crazy in them. I do, you do, everybody do, okay? But someone still puts up with us regardless. Someone took a chance on us knowing we weren't lovable or easy to get along with. Your family members may not be perfect. Well, let me rephrase that. Your family members aren't perfect. None of us, our families are. But each of them has a unique quality about them. So choose to find and see that quality in them instead of the worst side of them. We cannot change our families because we're stuck with them forever. No matter what we think or how we feel about them, they are a part of us. And we are a part of them. Nuts and fudge, fudge and nuts, love and love. Enjoy your family this holiday season. Merry Christmas to you and yours, and I will see you soon. That was it for today's episode. I hope you were inspired and feel positive vibes whenever you spend some time with me, Rashonda, and the Matters of the Heart podcast. Thank you for tuning in, and don't forget to join me next time as we dive deeper into our spiritual, mental, and physical journey. If you enjoyed today's episode, share it with your friends and family so we can grow our community as we all learn together. You can also follow Matters of the Heart podcast on Facebook to stay tuned for what's coming next. Say, stay with me by subscribing wherever your favorite music and podcast stations reside. And as always, watch your heart because its actions will follow. Thank you for listening. And until next time, take care.